Just anybody, you know I need someone. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. I'll change my mind. I'm
Hey.
open up the door. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down.
Where you get
And I
on here?
do appreciate you being around. Help me get my feet back on the
Hey. Success.
ground.
This is Jim Betzer, your host on The Raw Deal, right here on Revolution Radio, this 20th day of September, 2024. Welcoming Truth Jihad listeners, where Kevin Barrett encouraged you to join today. That will be because I have, as a special guest, Ted Provenza. We're going to be talking about Sandy Hook. Kevin had made a remark in passing that there were no neighbors who reported the school to be closed in a recent broadcast, and that, of course, is in fact mistaken. I mean, Kevin is a dear friend. We've done many things together. There's even a book about the two of us entitled White Rose Blooms in Wisconsin. You can obtain from moonrockbooks.com. So I certainly bear no malice toward Kevin, who wrote the most brilliant article about my lawsuit called The Legal Lynching of a Truth Seeker, Jim Fetzer's Stalinist Show Trial, which I recommend if you want to understand what's become of justice in America. We're going to begin, however, for the first segment, about 30 minutes, with John Carman, former Secret Service, talking about all the assassination attempts against Trump. Matt Gaetz has now reported that their DHS knows of five assassination teams, two domestic, three foreign, including from Ukraine, Pakistan, and Iran. I've been very concerned that they were going to assassinate Trump and blame it on Iran, which is supposed to outrage the American people to support the Israeli desire to bomb Iran. So I'm very distrustful about that particular aspect, but others not so much. John knows a great deal about all these matters. I'll just mention a couple of articles of note here worth reviewing in our stories for today. Huge. Matt Gaetz claims there are five known assassination teams in the U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz said in an appearance on Breitbart News that there are currently five known assassination teams in the U.S., three of which are foreign and out to kill former President Trump. You have to go all the way to the final paragraph to find out which those teams are alleged to be, or pretty close. We'll find it. But that's what the claim is, that it is Iran, Pakistan, and Ukraine. Ukraine might very well have a motive because, of course, Trump has indicated he would cut off support for the war, that he'd bring an end to the war. How Pakistan figures is less obvious to me. Trouble finding that specific paragraph. No matter, there are other reports about it, including in InfoWars, which means it's widely known. Huge. Gaetz says DHS aware of five assassination teams currently inside U.S. seeking to kill Donald Trump. Very bad idea. There are a lot of people who think that if that were to happen, we'd have a revolution. We have a lot of stories too about the enemy within, where C-SPAN actually cut off a caller when he praised would-be Trump assassins. This was an actual Democrat, Gateway Pundit, reporting. How bad is this? Call C-SPAN leaves host shocked when he praises would-be Trump assassin. Many Democrats in America will not be satisfied until an assassin finally succeeds in taking out President Trump, as a shocking episode on C-SPAN this morning illustrated. as a gateway pundit reported, a second attempt was made on Trump Sunday, just 2 months after he came within a centimeter of being killed in Butler, Pennsylvania. Shots were fired at the 45th President's Golf Club in Well Pond Beach on Sunday afternoon at roughly 1:30 p.m. The first shooter, of course, is supposed to have been one Thomas Crooks, who was a donor, Democrat donor. The second arrest, Ryan Wesley Routh, who's kind of a Ukraine fanatic. He's even gone to Ukraine, sought to recruit, but I have a report that he was turned down because they thought he was a bit of a nut job. The fact is, a new poll is showing that the party of joy and tolerance, one in four Democrats believe America would be better off if Trump had been killed. More interesting, in fact, is bizarre similarities between Trump's so-called assassin. Let me kick this into the bucket. There are numerous similarities between both the assassination attempts on President Trump. All points back to one very shady institution. Get this. BlackRock. Thomas Matthew Crooks was the first shooter in Butler, PA, and Ryan Wesley Routh was the second who tried to kill Trump in West Palm Beach, Florida. Crooks and Roth were both Democrat donors via their fundraising platform, Act Blue. The Secret Service allowed both of them to get within 500 yards of Trump with loaded weapons. After both attempts, the mainstream media downplayed the severity of the situation, even said Trump was to blame. This is all pretty disturbing stuff. I'm just delighted we have John here to address it. John, go for it, my friend.
Yes, sir. Just to give some people some background, because I was in Secret Service from 74 to 77. Uniform Division, and people don't know what that means. Uniform Division actually handles the counter-sniper teams. We do the counter-terrorism teams, and Russian Embassy and all the major embassies in Washington, D.C., outside the White House, which is where I actually talked to a young man by the name of John W. Hinckley in 76, referred him to the duty agent. And these guys don't do the same work, I'm telling you. They don't know the difference between the special agents and the Uniform Division or not. We get more activity than those guys did, but they didn't get Hinckley into the mental hospital that night back in 76. 5 years later, after he was going after Ford, Carter, and then Reagan, that's where things came together when March 30th came up in 81 outside the Hilton. Hinckley got caught with a gun in his hand shooting Brady, Dillahunty, the cop, who wanted to turn around and look at the president or something. That's where their biggest mistakes. And then McCarthy, the agent. McCarthy got hit in the abdomen. He was lucky because he didn't have his vest on. Reagan got hit with something else, which we think was a flechette disc about the size of a dime. And we think it was a high-powered air pistol, which goes back to the church hearings, assassinations, foreign intelligence, and the assassinations committee back in 72. But it all adds up. The profiling is there, and I keep trying to get in touch with these people. And we have an agreement, a serious agreement on one of these senators, because I've got lists of these senators and congressmen that I try to call up, tell them information, because they still don't have the background training or the experience that goes with all these things. I've arrested people at gunpoint at the White House. I missed one shooting by 5 minutes where I was going to take over, and all kinds of activities. And they've changed some of the security procedures and enhanced security, but they're still having problems.
I appreciate all that, John. We know your expertise. What's your assessment about these attacks? How serious are they?
Well, look at what's been going on. At what's been going on. Just in the last year, we had some Pakistani guys in Washington trying to connect with a Secret Service guy. That's an attempt right there. So you got Pakistani people in the Middle East already in D.C. Then you've got people monitoring the movements. Then you've got this thing with the Crooks and Rurik guy. They always say Crooks. Every time they say Crooks, I won't even waste time looking at a video. As soon as they say Crooks, they don't know what they're talking about. Rurik was the guy that was shot on top of the roof. He's the guy that's got the ear problems with the gauges in his ears. The face is different. That's not Crooks. Crooks got away because he was a spotter. Then it adds up. So you got two guys there. Now you got Rout, Ryan Wesley Routh, R-O-U-T-H. He shows up at Mar-a-Lago. They didn't sweep the area. They didn't have the drones. They didn't do the proper assessments when they go out every day. It's a boring job, but you got to do it. You got to go out there and walk the course, walk around. They didn't have the area covered properly. The information was the cell phone that the guy had, not this one, was out there for 12 hours. Now, the phone was out there for 12 hours. He may have been camped out there for 12 hours waiting for his first opportunity, and he had two plates. I got samples I could show you, but they're two bulletproof plates so he could operate in between and have some coverage, and he had a GoPro sitting on the edge of the fence. So he was going to record it live to somebody. That's critical. These guys are showing the same profiles that they went to the Ukraine. They're being hired by what you said was BlackRock. That's exactly correct. They're training assassins. Now you've got another opportunity, and I just came up with intel yesterday and tried to notify some key people in Congress and the Senate. I actually got hung up on after one person called back, gave me a name, because I was in the dentist chair, called back and couldn't get them, left a message, then called the main office in D.C. for that one person we were talking about with a D after their name. I don't talk to Democrats, but I had to try anyway. They're not responding. I mean, they denied that the person even worked at that office, so they hung up on
it. A U.S. senator from Connecticut who's ignoring your appeals here. John, listen, the question becomes, this guy was in Hawaii. How did he have the finances to get from Hawaii to the golf course? And who gave him the information of the location, the time that Trump would be there? Mike Adams says DHS provided him that information, that they give it to the FBI, and the FBI is running the assassins. What is your take on Mike Adams' report?
I know Mike Adams, and I've evaluated him before. He's a sincere individual, and he does have some good information. And what you just told me is very possible, because the FBI is investigating. I talked to one of my ex-agency people at Secret Service, and they said I had to talk to the FBI, which I'm not going to do because they're controlling the investigation. They shouldn't. But I gave them a name that I passed on to you. I don't want you to put out that name, but that's the latest intel on another possible shooter and assassin. And if you look at Rout, these guys know how to hide their money. They could give them cash. They could give them a money card. They could put them on the plane with a ticket prepaid. Somebody's prepaying this stuff. They could move them all over the place prepaid, and they won't be able to track it. So it's very possible.
John, that's all good stuff. I want to bring Ted in here. Ted, for your thoughts about these assassination attempts, what do you make of what's going on here?
Well, first of all, Jim, I wanted to thank you very much for having me on the platform, and great to be back with you, John, as well. Mike, first thing that rings loud in my brain is, where's the public outrage? Have we lost complete respect for life? My God, are we happy with people coming into our country eating cats and dogs? Are we all right now with taking pot shots as a presidential hopeful? Where the hell is the outrage? I'm sorry, but, you know, come on, man, let's shake the trees. Where's the public outrage for this? Where are you? If you're listening to this right now, where do you fit? Where do you fall in this argument? Don't you think it's about time you stand up and take up the arms as far as at least a voice? We're talking about democracy. We're talking about the freedom of our country. We're seeing how screwed up things get when a small group take over the voting. It's not so much who you vote for. It's not that. It's a matter of who counts the votes. Folks, more importantly, though, where the hell is the public outrage? Excuse the pardon the French, but folks, somebody's got to grab you by the lapels. Where the heck is your, where's your moral compass? Who the hell has been back in your head and squaring this thing up so you have a true north again? Why are we rolling over? Why is it just you, me, and John out here yelling about this fact that there are people out there trying to take out a presidential hopeful, for God's sake? And not only that, he was a past president. Where is the outrage? Is it just coming
and the
from
Democrats?
Am I
like
the only one have to blow a cork here?
And the Democrats like it, Ted. 1 in 4 say they'd like we'd be better off if Trump were dead. I mean, how bad is that? What has become of America?
Where's the moral outrage? Where is the moral compass? I tell you, somebody's got to get in here. You know, it may be in a long time since somebody's been allowed in your head to get things squared away. Your dad's probably gone. Your mom's gone. Whoever your senator, whoever your sphere of influence must be out of the picture. But you have got to wake up. You got to allow somebody to friend enough. You got to respect somebody enough to let them inside your head to square up things and make sure that your true north, your moral compass is reset. Because I tell you, so many people have completely lost that. We all should be outraged. Oh, they're taking another pot shot. Who's the character that said, who was that guy? He said, we have 3 or 4 more shots at this guy. Who's the bald headed guy that said he's got to go? And who was he to make these edicts? Am I the only one outraged? If I'm the one that got to carry the torch, damn it, I will carry the torch right on up to Mount Gotha.
Love it, Dad. Love it, love it, love it. John, further thoughts of yours, by the way.
What I do for a living is I do consultations and I speculate on the information and intel on these things. I'm almost out. Oop, you flipped over.
I get what
you're doing.
I just want to...
I'm measuring very carefully. They've already tried with trying to get assassins to do it with bullets. They failed. If they can't get an assassin close enough, which is about, 500 yards, 600 yards, we got the greatest snipers in the world that, like Chris Kyle, could do a thing at 2 miles.
Let me just throw this into the pot. CNN analyst, Kamala's the worst polling Democrat in history against Donald Trump. A CNN analyst has done something incredibly brave on the network, which is, of course, telling the truth. The analyst, Diane Gurdusky, did the unthinkable and propped Kamala flip-flopping in disastrous performance in the polls on a panel with CNN's very own Van Jones. It began when Van admitted the Democrats had bad ideas in 2020. And Gurdusky looked at Jones directly and blamed the Black Lives Movement and its emphasis on empathy. Then he went after Kamala. At 60 years old, which is about what she is, she had a transformational life experience, apparently, where in 1,000 days, she has changed from a Bernie Sanders Democrat to a pro-choice Bush Democrat, Gurdusky explained to the confused panel. She has abandoned almost every position, not just on fracking. She was gung-ho for multi-trillion-dollar policy, never mentioned it. She's completely against it, reparations. The transgender illegal aliens in prison, which she did sit there and say she was for, she was against ICE, she was for open bars, if it was the police, went for the jugular. Calling her the worst polling Democrats against Donald Trump in history in the national polls. Mm. The Democrats are desperate, John. They are desperate. I think assassination is what they think is the solution to their problem.
Well, that's the whole point. If they can't do it with a peaceful voting in an election, and we know the Dominion servers were compromised before, we're looking for it now. They know they can't win the election. What's the next alternate thing? They're going to try to assassinate the candidate, and they've already made several serious attempts. And I'm telling you, this has been the common thing in Secret Service training, even from day one. It only takes one person to get through. That's all it takes, just like Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone male gunman, or John Wilkes Booth, and so on and so forth. But if they made attempts with guns, they allowed these shenanigans to go on and these foul-ups, they were claiming they had the AGR building under control of Secret Service, and they didn't. So they're purposely, that's under Cheadle. Kimberly Cheadle, the former director, she should be charged with treason. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you right now, they're going to move on from bullets. They're going to go from nanoparticles in the air, directed energy weapons of some sort, and eventually explosive devices, which I experienced in Washington, D.C., where they make car bombs. Car bombs right outside the embassy.
We had 20 who were attending a rally, Trump rally, sitting beside him, reported having weird burning eye sensation. Skin, I don't know what to say. What the hell is going on there? Is that some kind of EMF, or do you think it's chemical? What?
Well, it's two different things. It's more like nanoparticles or chemical, because it's airborne, and they can release it, and it spreads around. And if it's caustic enough, then you can be affected. A directed energy weapon, which we actually have as defense weapons, will make your whole body get hot. And you'll get so hot, you have to run away because it's agitating the skin like you're burning. So when that happens, you'll see people running away. That's a directed energy weapon if they don't burn up. But the other stuff is they could throw something in the air and let the wind take care of it, and it'll draw into the crowds.
Ted, your thoughts about these elements. I'm shocked.
You know, my first thoughts are, does anybody remember what the heck a swirly is? You remember a swirly in college or high school days when they put the guy's head in the toilet and flush the toilet and hair would go down the toilet? Like that was called a swirly, all right? It sounds to me from that article that you read a little earlier that the Dems are flushing each other down the toilet. We just got to get big enough. Maybe it needs a little bit of help with a plunger or something, get it to go down. But there's a few little, a few big ones that are continuing to float on top. We got to get maybe a second flush, like a lever puller. We got to get some lever pullers in here to help things move along down there. But the Dems, throwing the Dems under the bus, I mean, this is absolutely great. If there was ever a script for a movie, I mean, if people eating cats and dogs and stuff, I mean, if you realize that some of this stuff is, in fact, just pantomime trying to wake people up. But what absolutely outrages me is the complete lack of respect for life. Where is the outrage? Are we okay with Trump assassination attempt unsuccessful number one, unsuccessful number two? One of these times he might get successful. When is the outrage? If we all don't stand up and start marching for God and marching for Christ and marching for what is real and what is right, we're all going to be flushed down a toilet. We have got to understand the fact that we represent the goodness of the world here in America, because we're the last bastion of hope that they have. We're the last country on the face of the planet that's still allowed to have guns. We're standing up for America, for the United States. If America falls, the whole world falls. And I think they know that. People around the globe are chanting Donald Trump. They know how important this is. This has got to stop. But America's got to get outraged. The public has got to get up and make a noise and say, we are not going to put up with this anymore. And how do you do that? Maybe you write a letter. Maybe you start your own podcast. Maybe you join in. Maybe you call into this podcast here and say, you know what? Thanks for letting me on the platform here, guys. I agree with Ted 100%. People need to wake up to the fact that we should not be taking people's lives and others' lives that God put on this planet for such frivolous things as an election. The people want Donald Trump. The globe wants Donald Trump, and they're trying to take him out. We need to find out who they is. And that, John, is up to you, my friend. You're the guy in the service.
And I'm delighted to have you here, and I can tell this is not the first time you are making a presentation, my friend. Excellent. John, tell us more. How do we put it in?
I'm passionate, brother. I'm passionate. This has got to end, and it will end.
John, what do we do here?
Well, what we have to do is we have to get to the right people. And so far, I'm being ignored by Congress and senators because they just don't want to respond. That means that they're trying to do it themselves because they think they're smart enough and they have the background. They don't have the background. They're going to get a bunch of reports. They don't know who's lying about it. Kennedy, when he went to Dallas, had the choice of having the bubble. And I've seen it. It's real nice. It's like special plastic. It's a high-impact plastic and bulletproof. I've actually had samples when I was back in Washington and at the White House and so forth. And they didn't use it that day. So if they don't put Trump in a special Lexan material that will block bullets and RPG or AK-47s, then he's going to have to get shut down. And that's what you don't want to do, because he's got to go out there and meet with the people, shake hands, flesh to flesh and all that, which is the risk. That's the game. Once they've continually got it so that he can't go out, then he's restricted. There's our freedom right there. It's gone.
John, in Long Island, there were 60,000 people who wanted to come. I mean, could Trump flip New York, with traditionally among the bluest of the blue states, maybe the bluest? Ted, what do you think? Could that happen? Could Trump flip New York?
I think anything's possible. The first thing that came to mind when you're talking about this cone coming down and how JFK was in it. Anybody remember that story, that show a long time ago called Get Smart? Remember the cone of silence dropping down?
Yep.
It was called chaos, wasn't it? It was
acting.
No, it's exactly that.
Stuff. It's, folks, there's nothing new under the sun anymore. What's not new under the sun is your lack of respect for life. you guys have got to, you got to wake up. I mean, look at the passion I'm bringing here. You got to bring the same kind of, not you two. You guys are hosting a show. You watching this show right now. At what point in time are you going to say, hey, this is enough? America cannot survive with people trying to poach our president. I'm sorry for laughing about that. Some of the stuff's funny, but it's not funny. How much of it is pantomime? How much is trying to wake people up? I don't know, John. You probably know the answer to this. You were Secret Service. Can are you allowed to spill the beans now that you're out? Can you allow to
I can say not so much. As long as it's not national security issues, I can talk. And I can criticize them, too. And they applaud me. There are guys in the agency right now. They can't talk. And you can't talk about politics or religion. That's a violation of the Hatch Act. But as long as I don't give away actual security issues, then I'm okay. So I could still ride on the line, and tell people they're effing up and making mistakes. Why don't they fix mistakes? It's been a miracle. Two times. What are they going to do? Go for a third one?
That's
what they're doing. They're playing games.
I'm a part of explosive found in a vehicle parked near this event in Long Island. That would be a third potential attempt. But I mean, when Gates is reporting five assassination teams, that's serious. The problem is DHS appears to be in on it. Just disgusting.
Well, look at all the exploding pagers, guys.
Be right back with pagers. John Carmen and Ted Provenza. Stand by.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Revolution Radio, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on Studio B for Momentary Zen, with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Looks like you're up there, John. Hey, listen, you know, when that intro music, you know what it gets me? It sounds like Gregorian chant. Now, I got to tell you a story about Gregorian chant. See, every morning, the monks in Tibet would all get together and they'd walk into the big temple there. And the head guy would get up at the front and he'd go, "Good morning." And all the other monks would chant.
Oh, yeah, Gregorian chants. I used to play it all the time.
Let me finish the joke, though, okay? All right?
Yeah. Funny joke.
All right, so the response would be then, "Good morning." One guy in the back yells out, "Good evening." And the head monk goes,
"Hey, I'm glad you guys picked right up on it. Very, very good."
I was right at the punchline. Oh, geez.
Go ahead. Hit it.
So anyway, the head monk gets up there and he's telling the story. Okay. So the head monk comes in. Everyone comes in. And in the morning, the first thing you do is they call everybody to prayers. "Good morning." And then the rest of them would chant out, "Good morning." Then one guy in the back stands chants out, "Good evening." Well, this sort of stunned the guy in the beginning. And he put his hands together. "Someone chanted evening." Now, you got to be in the right age bracket to get that joke. "Someone chanted evening." Oh, wow.
Thanks.
I think that was funny. It was corny as all get out, but it was funny.
Ted, turning to Sandy Hook, okay. I want especially Truth Jihad listeners to know where they can actually obtain a redacted version of the book Nobody Died at Sandy Hook on my blog in an article entitled "Fake News: The Truth versus Alex Jones," where I do a critique of this film that was made attacking Alex Jones over Sandy Hook, which includes a lot of clips from Alex Jones' early reporting, including that he had a reporter there in Newtown was explaining that neighbors were saying they were surprised there were any students there because the school had been closed for years. If you go here, you can download a redacted version of the book Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. The original was published in 2015, where I brought together 13 experts, including 6 PhDs. We established the school had been closed by 2008. That there were no students or teachers there, and that it had been a FEMA drill presented as mass murder to promote gun control, where we already had the FEMA manual, which I included in the book as Appendix A. Well, Amazon banned the book less than a month after it went on sale, even though it had sold nearly 500 copies. And I put it out as a PDF for free, where estimates have it been downloaded millions of times. To put a stop to it, I was subjected to a lawsuit here in Wisconsin, filed in late 2018. That's been dragging on, where I'm trying to have the whole thing reversed. But the fact of the matter is, all the evidence I submitted, all the proof I had, although it was docketed, although the court administratively accepted it, the judge refused to regard it as evidence, including all the proof I had that nobody had died at Sandy Hook, including the manual for the event, including an FBI consolidated crime report for 2012, showing at the intersection of Newtown and manslaughter and non-negligible homicides and non-negligent manslaughter, zero, the number zero, which has remained constant for 12 years. You know, as the FBI is even admitting nobody died at Sandy Hook. The judge refused to admit my proof as evidence so he could claim there were no disputed facts and make a ruling, even contradicting two forensic document expert reports. That there were a total of four different versions of the death certificate. All four of them were faked, which was the cause for which I was being sued, namely declaring in three sentences in the book and one in another that the death certificate for Noah Posner was fake. Now I've removed those sentences, even though they've they took the original copy of the book, I think, completely wrongly. I've now got a redacted version of the book and of the second book available on my blog here at jameshfetzer.org, where I go through and prove that at least three of the descendants are alive and well. We also have the Connecticut FEMA schedule showing the event right on their schedule. We show one of the alleged decedents actually reprised a role in Uvalde, that this is Brian Davidson, who's a brilliant private attorney, private investigator, went down to Uvalde, and he said, you wouldn't believe how obvious it was that the place was surrounded by crisis actors. That's like a traveling circus. They go from one event to another, pull off these stunts. And where I've continued to bring together experts on these issues, so you can, you know, whether it is Sandy Hook or Boston bombing or Orlando and Dallas or Charlottesville or Parkville, all of those are available in books. You can find it at moonrockbooks.com. But here, this redacted edition, you can download it right from my blog, and Sandy Hook Truth, which was edited by Robert David Steele with my collusion, you can download that as well. And believe me, by going through those two books, you will have a good understanding of what happened. Bear in mind, Robert Barnes, a celebrated attorney, went into the courtroom in Austin, and he reported, he said of the Alex Jones trial in Austin, that was unlike any courtroom he'd ever seen, with three cameras, one of which was pointed at the jury, and that it looked like a made-for-TV movie. Well, I think he got it exactly right. It was a made-for-TV movie. Ted, give us your preliminary thoughts. We're going to have a lot to say about this.
I couldn't agree more. It definitely was a major TV movie, and clues were given out to us even so much as far as the one of the opening ceremonies of the Olympics, Olympic Games, just prior to the Newtown incident. Okay, Newtown. Boy, they're giving us clues all over the place. It was a new town. It was built. There was no town there, so they came up and they built a new town. Get it? All right. So then during the opening ceremony, remember the beds that were all being posted around and up and down, there were children there, and you'd see Ghosh, G-O-S-H. Does anybody remember this? We might be able to find a clip from this. But Ghosh was actually an acronym. It was Go Sandy Hook. So it was all to set the whole thing up. And you go back and you look at this, oh, geez, where did they come up with this stuff? The children, the beds, the COVID and all this stuff, vaccines and all this jazz. It was all right there. It's all right in front of our face. It's so sad. And then you got the coroner. What happened to all the death certificates? Why don't the death certificates match the number of deaths reportedly that happened there? Why was all this constructed? How much money did this cost? And why was it done on our shift here? The Olympic ceremony, how much coordination of this? Who's the guy pulling the levers? We got to get that lever puller on the right hatch and one of our lever pullers on there to let the hatch go down. Folks, what do you think about this stuff? Where's the outrage? Everyone should be upset about this kind of stuff. There are people out there that know what's going on, and they're giving us clues because they're planning this stuff. But part of their mantra is they got to tell us what they're doing before they do it. And how are they telling us? Well, take a look at the ceremony. If you go back to the Olympic ceremony where there's beds are being bounced up and around, big parading around and everything, you'll see an acronym being flashed, G-O-S-H. It stands for Go Sandy Hook. You put all this stuff together, and you can figure it out.
That's fascinating, Dad. I was unaware of that aspect. G-O-S-H goes to New York.
Yeah.
John, your preliminary thoughts about whatever happened in Newtown.
I'm measuring this stuff back and forth. And the point is, what Ted just said is very true. What he just said is that's satanic stuff. That's what they do. They have to tell you what they're going to do because that's part of that process that these satanic people do. Therefore, they can't come back on them. So when they do movies and all these other type of disclosures, they're basically bragging about it. Yeah, we're going to do this and we're going to do that right in your face, and you let it happen. It's like sheeple out there. You know, people are acting like the sheep. They don't get it. So it's a constant battle. And if people don't, or if they're not awake enough to recognize the signals, then they're just going to let it happen. That's why they think everybody's stupid. certain Ashkenazi Jews will say that the goy, and that means they can lie, cheat, steal, and even injure or kill the goy. That's one aspect. Then, of course, you got to the Muslim thing. That's the other extremist thing. They get to lie to you under Taqiyya law. I'm sorry, guys. Where is it in the Bible, the King James Version, or whatever version it says Christians can lie to the other guys? I never saw that. Maybe I was off that day.
I don't like the part where the Bible says supposedly that non-believers are subservient to believers. I mean, I don't like that part of it either. God created us all equal, right? Then why in this Bible is there something there that says, well, this class of people is better than this? It creates a division right away. And then you got these terms that are bantered around calling us useless eaters. I think I had lunch with a top Illuminati guy. Actually, he was the boyfriend of the girl of the daughter of Jacob Rothschild, and he shared a lot of the stuff that has to go on. He told me what has to happen if you want to go from 1 million per picture up to 5 million per picture. He said you have to have sex with a young child and be recorded. I said, so how far did you get up to? He said, well, he said, I was able to not go beyond the first one. I said, so you had to do the first one. And that's what we were talking about. And he said, well, the second one was really terrible. I said, what is that all about? He said, well, if you want to go from making 5 million to 10 million a picture, you have to invite your mom over to your house for dinner. You have to feed her a nice dinner. Then you have to kill her. Then you have to rape her. Yes, you have to rape her. She's raped. You have to sit her up straight and shove a metal rod up her rectum and punch her a hole in the stomach. As the stuff comes from the stomach, because when you first had her, you have to feed her dinner, okay? Then rape your mother and then kill your mother and sit her up straight and poke a rod up into the rectum, straight up and punch her a hole in the stomach. And then as the fluid from the dinner floats down, you're supposed to catch that on a plate and eat it. And that's how you go from 5 million to 10 million.
God.
I'm sorry.
That's as disgusting as anything I've ever heard. Listen,
that's the same stuff. It's very similar to other satanic groups, even in Mexico, because I've done investigations on homicides, missing persons. They have to take the skull and the spinal cord and rip it from the body to use it in their satanic rituals. The rest of the body will show up as remains, but they never come up with the skull and the spine. So it always gets into those ungodly satanic type rituals that just Ted was just referring to.
But are you seeing how we're also becoming so desensitized to life? I mean, for somebody to ever entertain the possibility of inviting your mom out to your house, feeding her a nice meal, raping her, and then killing her and doing all this stuff. I mean, wow, where is the moral compass? I mean, this got to be pointed straight south. Folks, it doesn't take much to get it off kilter. And we'll see, when your mom and your dad was alive, or maybe had an uncle that was a sphere of influence in you, these are the people that would adjust the true north. If you've ever been camping, if you've ever been hiking or something, you got a compass, you got to adjust the true north once in a while, okay? And then once you know where the north, south, east, and west is, you know what direction to go in. But if you're not adjusted to true north, you have no idea where you're going. Your moral compass is completely screwed up. That's got to be the reason, folks, because God did not make you the way that you are right now. You got to wake the hell up, folks, because our liberties and our life are being stolen from us, our time and our purchasing power. I think the real reason why most people are poor is these people simply don't know fake money from real money. If you understand the difference between fake money and real money, you're going to be very wealthy as you come out of the back end of this thing. But all this is being kept from you. You're being encouraged to swap your God-given talents for something that's replicable on a computer keyboard. No, that's not it, folks. Your purchasing power is finite. Your God gift of talent is finite. And talent, actually, in biblical times, is a tremendous amount of silver. Folks, we've gotten so far off of true north that somebody's got to get in there and straighten things out. And it's not all heads to hell in the basket.
Listen, that is so repulsive. Sandy Hook looks absolutely tame by comparison. I want everyone to know on my blog, you can find a review of Nobody Died at Sandy Hook by Brian Wright, where he concludes, let me just read a sentence or two. This is a review of an important book. Get this paragraph. To an epistemological certainty, Sandy Hook was not real. Nobody real died. Sandy Hook was a FEMA drill with the purpose of generating support from an extreme gun control and federal power agenda. The review is simply cataloged the main factual data that demonstrates the certainty. So I want everyone to know that review is here. It's been taken down from Brian Wright's old website, which was like Coffee Coaster, he called it. You can't find it there, but you can find it on my blog, confirming, of course, the conclusion of the book. That was a FEMA drill to promote government violence on gun owners with multiple authors edited by me. And third, I want you to know, I gave a presentation at the College of Complexes, you can find on my BitChute channel, about what we know now that we didn't know then. And the points I'm making include that for the last several years, I've been in contact with participants in the drill who are supposed to be dead. I've been in contact with Margaret Alice Cottle, who was cast as Emily Parker, a little blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl. She's supposed to be dead. She ain't. She's very much alive and well. And Victoria Soto, real name Victoria Relio, actually the daughter of the Newtown clerk. Both of them were cast in the event by their mothers. They, unlike the other participant, did not sign non-disclosure agreements. But get this, what I have learned through them and Steve Lucia, their mutual friend, who may be the single most knowledgeable person on planet Earth about the Sandy Hook event, is that Eric Holder came to Newtown in 2006, offered the community $114 million to participate in this event, which was supposed to illustrate for the American people what could happen if we don't take their guns away. They had auditions for roles. They signed non-disclosure agreements. They have all kinds of benefits that continue to this day, including they pay no taxes. They get free college. Those who didn't want to be participants moved out of the community. So they began in 2006 with a plan, but they didn't carry it out until 2012. It wasn't even an elementary school. It was a special needs school, which is why there's only one access to get in. In fact, I didn't show, but the Connecticut FEMA, when they put out their announcement of the drill, sent a map to show how to get from Bridgeport, where Connecticut FEMA is located, to Dickinson Drive, where the school is located. They put the words elementary on the school, but not on the sign. It says Sandy Hook School. That was the name of the special needs school. But by putting the word elementary and then waiting 6 years, they let it get weather-worn, so it sort of looked real. All kinds of fabrication and fakery were involved, including, of course, the state coroner, Wayne Carver, declaring that the parents weren't allowed to see their children, but who were identified by photographs, which was appropriate because most of them only existed in the form of photographs. For example, Noah Posner, where I have been sued then for declaring his death certificate to be fake, Noah Posner was a fiction created on photographs of Michael Vabner when he was a child, where Michael Vabner was incredibly photogenic as a child. They used photographs of him as a child. My colleague, Kelly Watt, who actually received a copy of this from a fellow calling himself Lenny Posner, also fictional, which had no file number, no town certification, no state certification, which was the document I published, actually was the first to notice the resemblance between Noah and the fellow who's supposed to be his older half-brother. And we, six of us, went to work on it. And we discovered that they had the same eyes, the same eyebrows, the same nose, the same lips, the same face, the same ears. And we put together a superposition where you can see little Noah turn into Michael Vabner. I mean, it's that bad. Mona Alexis Presley has done additional research suggesting some of the Sandy Hook parents actually use photographs of themselves as children to be the kids they lost at Sandy Hook. How outrageous is that? John first, then Ted. John.
Yeah, I'm profiling the information as you say it. And I was thinking about the Audrey Hale case, which was also the same profile, special needs school, person with an automatic weapon. And they're trying to demonize the AKs, the M16s. And the one that was found at Mar-a-Lago was an SKS, not an AK. So it's a slight difference. But the thing is, they're still going through the same profile. If I had pictures of their retinas, you can't fake the retinas. And if you look at the eyes, ears, nose, lips, usually the ears are the easy way to identify people. And I've debunked stuff on fake Elvises. So it all seems to go through the same patterns. And look at what's going on with Alex Jones. They already had a decision for how much? Over $1 million or something?
$1 billion.
They're trying to block him.
It's approximately $1 billion, John, for offering an opinion.
Yes. There goes our freedom of speech right there.
If you go back and look at that film, The Truth versus Alex Jones, which you can find on my blog with a critique, he was actually doing a lot of good reporting in the beginning, including, as I've already observed, a reporter was talking to neighbors who said they were surprised there were any kids there at all because the school had been closed for years. He was doing good reporting. Mm-hmm. Then he got dragged into a pseudo courtroom. I mean, as Robert Barnes observed, unlike any courtroom we've ever seen, and he received a treatment analogous to mine, where none of my proofs were admitted as evidence. None of these Sandy Hook cases have ever gone to a jury for a decision on the merits. None. They've been decided on presupposition, Alex Jane's case, an alleged lack of discovery, which no one could figure out because they had everything he ever said or did, whether it was video or email. And then in my case, by simply not admitting all my proof as evidence, I mean, these were stage trials where I've been told by my sources in Sandy Hook that they will all had predetermined conclusions. Exactly. Ted, your thoughts.
Do you think these fabrications and forgeries, do you think that they're helping to desensitize the American public or anyone else watching these stories being put out there? Do you think that these are desensitizing the public to truth and to life and to death? I mean, when we're playing around with, well, did he really get shot? No, he didn't get shot. Oh, it was a fake this time. Did all those people get up there in Newtown get actually shot? Oh, they didn't get shot. What do we believe? See, I think this is part of the problem. If you think, let's pull back a layer of the onion here. Is it possible that all these deceptions are having a negative effect on the moral compass of the people that are watching these shows and these programs? That's the only thing I can think of. But see, these deceptions are going way beyond what they're originally doing right now. They're desensitizing the public to what is truth and what is fake, what is life, what is death. When these types of things can be faked, where's the reality in this? John, what do you think?
Well, like we were talking about before, they're allowed to lie to us, and the patterns are there. These people do not care, even if it's in one of the courtrooms. They're still going to they're gonna railroad people just like they're doing Trump, just like they're messing with our friend Jim Fetzer and Alex Jones and all these other people actually have real cases going on. They don't care. They're going to walk around it like they were at Fat Alvin Bragg out of New York because he knows he can't do it, but he does it anyway. That's what the Democrats do. They don't care. They're communists. They just want to keep doing it and violate whatever we got and figured out the long way. It's time to go to fits and battles, fisticuffs or whatever, because they're not doing it.
Jim, what do you think the ramifications should be to a public broadcaster? Keep in mind that these broadcasters have licenses, FCC licenses, okay? And they're renewed every 8 years, all right? What do you think the ramifications should be for someone that's put up in the public limelight? What do you think the ramifications should be, Jim, for someone that knowingly lies to the public on air in a broadcast media? What do you think it should be?
Given freedom of speech, I mean, you had this Tim Walz come out and say that you don't have freedom of speech for misinformation or hate crimes. That's absolutely false. But freedom of speech is to defend unpopular speech. Popular speech doesn't require any defense. It's for people to say things that may be totally false, provably false. You may not like a word they say, but they have the right to say it. Now, this goes back to 2012 when Barack Obama nullified the Smith-Mundt Act of 1948 that precluded using the same type of disinformation, really propaganda, that was being dispersed to foreign nations within the U.S. He nullified that. In essence, he legalized all these staged events by using propaganda on the American people. Barack Obama did that by the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act of 2012, just in time to bring a Sandy Hook, Ted. So in fact, you know, it's perfectly legal for them to pull these stunts, but it's a form of fraud and fakery. In fact, one of my counterclaims in my lawsuit was for fraud and theft by deception, because all of these charities set up Sandy Hook Promise and all that. Look at your TV today. They still have Sandy Hook parents coming in and asking for money. I've been told they're still making $1 million a month from this scam on the American people. And the judge set my counterclaims for fraud, for abuse of process, because this lawsuit wasn't brought in good faith. It wasn't brought because I'd done anything wrong. It was brought to get control of my book and make it impossible or very difficult for the public to learn what really happened at Sandy Hook. Fraud and theft by deception, because this is a scam. Look, we estimate, this was early on, that the donations to Sandy Hook had come in at 27 to 130 million bucks. Well, divide by the 26 families, that's between 1 and 5 million bucks for pretending to have lost a child at Sandy Hook. That's really stunning. I mean, that's big money. And then we have, in addition, fraud upon the court, because they've been brought in a fraudulent witness and they suborn perjury. And the judge has set it all aside. He bifurcated the case, so I couldn't pursue it during the trial.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out "And Nobody Died in Boston Either." Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Torture us and bomb us, fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. Time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio. Radio, radio, radio.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
I must admit, Ted, I'm still gagging over your explanation of what it takes to move up this Illuminati chain. I mean, that's just ghastly, ghastly. And there are higher levels yet. What do you have to do? Commit mass murder to move up from 10 million to 25 million? I mean, I hesitate to even ask.
I was tempted to. I was rather foolish with my response. I threw out a name. The name is Somerset Belanoff. That's a name that you guys should recognize, write down, remember. Somerset Belanoff is the top satanic priest in the world. This gal is the one that runs the whole thing, Somerset Belanoff, and that's a name you got to try to be a little bit careful about, but. My question to the people here is that if you were to tell a lie in a court of law, what is the ramification of that? Would you ever be trusted again? I think what has to happen here is that everyone should be given a clean slate to come out and say what's on their mind. But if what you're promoting is something that is a proven lie, then forevermore, then you're branded a liar. Like your testimony can never be entered into court in a court of law because you've forever impugned yourself. So if you want to throw your credibility and integrity away on such a fabricated lie like this, then I think right off the bat, first of all, you should be impugned and there more, you should not be believed anymore. And then if that lie caused death or destruction to someone else, then you have to be responsible for that. We all have to be responsible for our actions. We can't go blaming this stuff on somebody else. The moral compass has got to be readjusted.
Ted, you're an idealist. People lie in court all the time. That's something I've learned from innumerable sources.
Well, we have a team of Liverpool now.
Take all those cases against Trump. E. Jean Carroll, for example. She can't even remember the year she was allegedly assaulted by Trump. That means how can he give an alibi? He might have been in Atlantic City, for crying out loud. Who knows? She couldn't even, but that case had no business going into the courts. And all these other cases are rigged. They have no basis in law or in fact. I mean, it's embarrassing. The Democrats have made a shambles of the law and order. The Department of Justice is a Department of Injustice. It's corrupt. It's serving the political interests of the Democrat Party. It's disgusting. And that's the bitter truth. When I was 15, I went on a bicycle tour of Europe, Student International Travel Association. And en route, I was in Washington, D.C. And I remember looking across the street at the Department of Justice and thinking, isn't this splendid? That America as a department has a government agency dedicated to justice, for the American people. It's a sham. It's nothing like that. John, I know you can confirm in spades every word I've just said. John.
Yeah. You just reminded me of the Kavanaugh hearings. Remember the Kavanaugh hearings?
Oh, yes.
And they had that little female with a squeaky voice, and she was a whistleblower, allegedly. Not a whistleblower in my book. And that was given to the Congress by Senator Dianne Feinstein. So they used her. She lied before the congressional hearing on the approval of Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, and they did nothing to her. That's what they do. They protect their people. They don't charge them with anything, and they get away with everything, and they continue to do it. And the Republicans are without any grout. They don't have any intestinal fortitude. They've lost it. You know, they don't do anything. So it's the same thing all over again. They keep doing it. They keep doing it. It's like Obama wasn't born in the United States. We know that. That was faked. Kamala Harris is not black, and she was born in Oakland of two East Indian nationals who are not even Americans or immigrated yet. So she can't even run or be in high office. If something happened to poor Biden and she steps in, it's a violation, and that's an automatic deal. They both would get kicked out, and then the Speaker of the House steps in. You know that. It's the continuity of government.
But, John, you're talking about in principle. Who's going to enforce that? The Democrats aren't. The Department of Justice isn't. Who the hell would enforce that?
Yeah, exactly.
What you're saying is factually true, but I don't see any mechanism for its enforcement. Ted.
Exactly. That's why the Secret Service needs to go back to the executive branch where they were before. And when Tom Ridge put everything in the same bowl and stirred it up, he walked away, not thinking of the consequences. J. Edgar Hoover himself is probably rolling over in his grave with all the stuff that's going on. Because
I don't know. Hoover used the FBI to cover up Jack's assassination for other illicit purposes. Ted, I know you're itching to say. Go ahead.
I would maintain that the fat lady has yet to sing. That what we're looking at down the road is military tribunals. The military has been standing in the background. They've been watching and waiting and watching the kind of mess that we as citizens are making of our own country and constitution. And these soldiers are standing in the background watching to see just kind of a mess we've made. And they're going to come in and clean the slate, flip the board, start all over again, new currency. But you got to enter the new financial regimen with real coin of the realm, not the paper crap that they're trying to convince you that your purchasing power is supposed to represent. I'm telling you, folks, the fat lady has not yet sung. We all will return to a true north as far as your personal moral compass is concerned. It's going to happen. These kids that are living in your basement between 18 and 24 years of age, they're going to be put in the military. They're going to have to earn the right to be an American citizen. Mm-hmm. Your alarm clock's going to go off at 6 a.m. or 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock. They're going to learn to get their butt up out of bed. They're going to shave off the purple, the red hair, whatever that's not natural. Take all that fishing tackle out of their face. These kids are going to be made to do push-ups. They're going to be made to study and learn. These kids are going to be put on the right track because you know what? Parents have not had the time to do that. Mother has to work a full-time job. Father has to work a full-time job. Mother and father now have to work part-time jobs. Who's raising the kids? The television set's raising the kids. And what's being promulgated on television? A bunch of crap and lies. These lies about people being shot and not being shot is desensitizing America's moral compass as to what is true and what's not true. That's why we're not all upset about President Trump being shot at. Is it real? I mean, there was a talk about whether was that real blood? So, there's so much fakery going on here. The price has got to be paid. We need a team of lever pullers out there that are going to be staunch in their duty to pull the daggone levers. The Justice Department, through the military tribunals, has got to do that part. But I think look at this. Your internet connection is unstable. We have the best internet connection out there. You know, guys, I like the ring there, John. Listen, is anybody else ringing through with this? Do you see that the only way back is through the military? We've got to have military tribunals. The real facts have got to be introduced. You didn't say it this way, so we can't introduce that. Oh, no, you tagged me first, so I can't introduce that evidence. No, this crap's got to end. We're going back to this. John,
Ted, even the military's gone woke, and I dare say the guy who's supposed to be Secretary of Defense ain't Lloyd Austin. He's another body double. A friend of mine has confirmed. I mean, that's outrageous.
They're all white hats.
Even when Hillary did the debates with Donald Trump back in 2015. It wasn't Hillary up there. It was a body double. She was thinner, younger, far more attractive. You could see why they'd want to have her up there. They have a voice projection mechanism that gives you an indistinguishable voice. But they use a body double. So hell, they just replaced the fake Biden, the real Biden, the real Joe Biden in 2017. So the guy inaugurated who's been around for so long with dementia, that's a fake Biden. But he died in Las Vegas, and now they replace him with a new fake Biden who's 4 inches taller. And it's just insane, Ted. Nobody's reporting on it. The news goes into this phony Oval Office in the West Wing and don't even report that it's a phony office with a giant teleprompter. All those 3 years, we had the first fake Biden in there. And there may have been others. John, your thoughts?
Yeah, I was just thinking we need to get Jesse Sobota on to talk about some stuff dealing with Hillary and frazzle drip, stuff like that, because she's got a serious background. And she's even got an affidavit before Congress. Hell, I've submitted affidavits too. But like what you guys were also touching on, even Sidney
Powell.
Yeah. She was even saying nobody was going to Gitmo, but yet continually you get flat earther types putting out stuff. Oh, yeah, they just executed somebody again. The same people are being executed over and over. It's more lies and satanic lies to perpetuate these stories. It's like they're throwing it in our face as an insult because they're slapping us up beside the face. Turn the other cheek. Are you kidding? I'm going to go back to the alleged saying where Jesus said, if you don't have a sword, sell your robe and get one. And it's not to pick your teeth.
Oh, my. I hadn't heard that one before. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to steal that one.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the CIA having a department inside the CIA that's in charge of making masks that people look to make people look like people that they're not? There's a whole department that your tax money and mine being spent for deception. All this has got to stop. Now, maybe the deception is part of it, keeping the whole illusion alive so that we can gradually wake up the people that are still staunch Biden supporters. Maybe that's the issue. We have to make things so ridiculously out of whack that people like us just get so excited and upset that these crazy things are happening. We're trying to then excite the people that are still asleep. Hold it now. They just had an assassination on Trump 2 days ago. They're planning another one now. I mean, that doesn't sound right. We got to wake these people up. But I think what's going on is we have white hats. People are in control of this thing. This is not being inorganically run. This thing has very carefully been run. It's a plan to return the United States and the globe back to sound money. The whole problem here, it all revolves around the ability of a foreign government, a foreign country, a foreign corporation, the Bank for International Settlements, to create units of currency on their computers that are supposed to represent our purchasing power, while our purchasing power is kept in its pristine provenance form by which allowing them to issue the currency against us. If we don't grab the coin of the realm, they're going to continue to do this stuff. If we hold the money of the country, they cannot make the currency to go against that. The smartest thing to do right now is to hold the coin of your realm, not another country's realm, and then the most divisible form as possible, because when silver finally shoots up to where it should be, you're going to want to be able to make change for this thing rather than leave a whole lot of value on the table. That's why dimes, 14 dimes equals one troy ounce. Folks,
listen, because we may have, you know, Truth Jihad listeners who are not regular listeners to this show. I want to open the phone line early and give them an opportunity to call in, especially when we're dealing with such controversial subjects. So for one and all, the number to call in is 608-957-8727. 608-957-8727. And especially if you're a follower of Kevin Barrett and you're eager to speak with me, pro or con, I'm open to criticism. I'm not infallible. So if you want to, you know, get some off your mind, you're welcome to do it. One time, I repeat the number, 608-957-8727. John, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to interject. You guys were aware that we bypassed a nuclear event on Saturday because Biden was going to give special equipment to the Ukraine, and Putin came right back and slammed him. If you do that, that's considered an act of war. Then he was going to launch nuclear devices. So basically, we just got out of a potential nuclear event on Saturday.
He didn't say he would launch nuclear devices, John. What he did, he sent three SOBs surrounding the UK and said, if you use your Storm Shadow missiles, long-range missiles, he's going to take out three specific locations where they're manufactured in the UK. It was totally rational and responsible, and they seem to have decided maybe it wasn't such a great idea after all. Exactly. But I agree, once that happens, the escalation to nuclear conflict is almost inevitable. It's just, strictly speaking, it was not quite as you described it.
Yeah, and they keep lying to us about in the media that in the United States, and I've still got sources outside, and he's got all these weapons that he can take action on. He doesn't need a full army. He could have enough people in a launch crew. And that story about the football is always circulating. Oh, no, Biden doesn't have the football. Trump has it. No, Biden is the president. He's got the football and the military aide walking around with a suitcase with the information and the launch codes. But
I never understood, John, how they could claim Trump had the football when he's no longer president.
Because they're stupid. They're ignorant and stupid. They want to play a game. Like, oh, no,
wishful,
Trump's got this
wishful,
thing.
Wishful thinkers.
Hopium, yeah. They want to keep promoting this stuff because they're in a bad situation. They don't know how to fight back. So they're trying to give people the false impression that, no, Trump's got the football. Well, if he does, why doesn't he take action and do something about Biden in the first place? It goes on and on.
If Kamala now has all these great ideas, why hasn't she implemented them in the last?
Exactly.
She's been in office. She's trying to pretend she's a change candidate. Jean-Pierre, you know, the press secretary, blew it by saying, well, of course, Kamala is a continuation of the Biden-Harris administration, was exactly what she wants to run away from. Not having a whole lot of success, of course. Ted, go ahead.
And the borders are, too.
And the borders are. Ted. They've wiped off stories about her as the borders off from the internet. But we all heard it. We all know it. Don't let yourself to be played. They're blowing a lot of smoke. Ted.
Hey, Ted, let me ask you real quick. Are you familiar that Trump just bought some cryptocurrency like yesterday and he's getting into the cryptocurrency all of a sudden?
I'm trying to wrap my head around this because
that's an indicator.
Well, the cryptocurrency is not in the Constitution. Okay. The only thing we're to be using as money here in the Constitution is gold and silver. So how that actually figure into everything, I don't understand. Possibly what they're going to do is use the blockchain technology. Think of it as a highway by which these new currencies will be operated. But let me ask you a question, though. If you were the leader of a country, okay, the president of the United States of America or a world leader, okay, and one company had come up with an idea for a currency, would you adopt that one company's currency that they own the rights to? Or would you, as a president, take what it is, the best of what it is that they have, and work with it and meld it and make it the country's currency as opposed to a private company's currency that's then used, say, Bitcoin or whatever?
And if it's not recognized worldwide, what good is it?
Silver's recognized.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Right. The Bitcoin thing doesn't hold water with me. I think that this is not an easy thing to understand, folks. You're going to have to put on your thinking cap. All right. But think of it this way. They're claiming that there's only 21 million Bitcoin out there, right? If there's 21 million Bitcoin and you're going to spend $67,000 on one Bitcoin, don't you want to know what particular Bitcoin it is that you own? If there's 21 million, which one of the 21 million do you own? Where's the unique identifier? Oh, well, you don't have a unique identifier. Then what have I purchased? Well, have I purchased a promise to one? How do we know there's actually 21 million if you're not owning one of the 21 million? See, I think, folks, we got to stop believing what's being told and we got to start thinking, okay? Get the white hat on, start thinking clearly because you're being told lies and you're just buying it because you're being lied to on the media. And we have a whole department inside of the government. The CIA has a whole department in charge of lies to be able to fit other people with masks to make them look like they're someone that they're not. We got to get the truth back. We got to return back to Christianity. We got to return back to the Bible. We got to turn back to what the tenets are of our society. We were founded as a Christian nation. There are tenets that we have to abide by. There are commandments. These commandments
not to split hairs, Ted, but we were not founded as a Christian nation. And most of the founding fathers were deists who believed God created the world and let it spin on its way without intervention. But I appreciate those who are Christians. I personally am an agnostic because I adhere to the ethics of belief that you're not entitled to believe things for which you lack sufficient evidence. In the case of God, we can neither prove he exists nor prove he does not exist. Thus, I'm agnostic. But I endorse the motives and what you mean when you say that in terms of adherence to the Constitution, which I do believe is the most ingenious method for governance of a nation ever created by the hand of man. So I'm with you. In motive and purpose, just it's not, you know, I'm just being a bit precise, John.
Yeah, I was throwing up this note to you and Ted, this Iraqi dinar thing. That's another scam that apparently is going out, that if it's backed on gold, we stole the gold. George Jr. stole the gold out of Iraq. They had truckloads of tons of gold. And yet they're expecting if they have a gold back country with a president, then they will be worth some money. They're not worth anything until that happens. And yet people are still selling this stuff by the truckload. You can go on eBay or do some special procedure, you know, but it's not working.
Yeah.
I don't see evidence.
Right. Ted, did you want to?
Yeah, I did. I did want to comment on that because you're talking about God and the Constitution. You know, God is mentioned 200 times in the Constitution. So there is a deity that our founding fathers embraced in order to found the tenets of our country.
I didn't say they didn't believe in God. I said
I didn't say that. I'm just saying that they mentioned that we're our country was formed around the premises of what God represents.
Unlike Israel, which is a Jewish state, while most, at least in the past, Americans have been Christian, we are not a Christian state. We're not a religious state. We have freedom of religion, for crying out loud. That's part of the point of the First Amendment.
But there should be some basic constructs that you can't lie, cheat, and the ramifications are there shall not bear false witness. That is a lie. If someone is telling a lie, they're bearing false witness. It's got to end.
Who doesn't know? We're talking about the real world, what really happens, not an ideal world where people act in an ethical, upright manner. That's not the world we live in. It would be nice if we did, but we do not. John.
We're going to make it that way. We're going to make
staunch promoters like
us. The three of us, the three musketeers, we're going to make it that way. We're going to bring it back to our country.
I love it.
We're going to return law and order.
No, I agree with Ted. I've been doing through this stuff since I was born. But again, I mentioned it earlier. If you're an Ashkenazi Jew, then you can lie to the goy. If you're a Muslim, you can lie under taqiyya law to non-Muslims. So again, where does it say in our Bible that we can lie to these people? It doesn't make sense, and yet they keep doing it anyway. So we're still being lied to at various levels.
Doesn't our Constitution that all men are created equal? All men are created equal. Not
what about transgenders and LGBTQ?
Lots of abominations. I'm not here to pound the Bible. I'm just here to say that, look, our moral compass is completely corrupted. Our society is corrupted. Our news is corrupted. Our media is corrupted. Where's the problem? The problem is we've got to get back to God. That's the problem.
When we say all men are created equal, we don't mean they're the same height, the same weight, have the same physical or intellectual ability. We mean under the law and in terms of their rights as a human being. That's exactly correct. Unfortunately, it doesn't play out that way.
We can make it that way.
We
have the power to build this world any way we want to build it. We can build it good or we can build it bad. We can build it up or we can build it down. I think it's been built down for a long time. But you know what? There's only so far down you can go in a roller coaster. We are going to start coming back up this thing. And I'm telling you, the speed at which we're going to come out of this financial malaise is going to shock all you guys. We're forgetting who Donald Trump is. This guy's the bankruptcy king of the world. This guy knows how to play every string so it's a perfect chord. this guy's got it. We're going to come out of this thing smelling like a rose. We're going to come out of this thing with the U.S. dollar being regained in its strength. And Trump is going to have represented the United States as a peacemaker around the globe. Watch and see what happens.
Well, I'm worried that something might intervene, Ted. You know, we began with the five teams of assassins. You know, I mean, we're talking about a real challenge.
Not successful yet. No weapon formed against thee shall prosper. God is in control of this. We are returning back. There's a lot of people praying as we're standing here right now. There are a lot of people. Christianity is the number one religion.
I am glad you take assurance in your belief. Alas,
it's hope. It's hope. If you don't have hope, what do you have? If you're going to think that everything is bad, then where's your moral compass? We got to think positively. We got to move forward because other people are making their plans.
You don't want to challenge my moral compass for crying out loud. I taught courses in ethics and morality as a professor.
I meant that metaphorically.
Morality does not require God. Now, the idea of heaven and earth is a motivator for most people if they believe in a God and a heaven and earth. But it really comes down to simple decency, treating other people the way you want
to be treated. Exactly right.
Or of morality with or without God. Immanuel Kant, the great philosopher, in his second formulation of categorical imperative, got it exactly right. Always treat other people with respect is the basis. Never treat other people merely as means, which is what happens when rape, murder, burglary, you know, assassination, that's all treating other people as means. Treat other people as though they were ends in themselves, intrinsically valuable, and entitled to the same rights and privileges as you yourself. We agree on that.
We do.
John, your thoughts?
No, I was just thinking of that phrase, and I'm not a Bible thumper. I just study and I research, but the old do unto others before they do it to you first joke. That's probably a Democrat slant on that one.
Do unto others as they would have, if you would have them do unto you, I think is the way it really goes. But
we got another break right here. We'll be right back.
Timing.
Listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Revolution Radio, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on Studio B for Momentary Zen, with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com. the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job? That Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, just a very decade and Zero Hedges published a map showing that potential areas of migrant great job replacement. A lot of us haven't thought about their impact on the job market. The data plotted on the map includes immigration court data showing where the 1.8 million migrants landed in the U.S. and have since taken up residence. Notice massive clusters of new migrants across the Mid-Atlantic and northeastern metro areas, as well as the Midwest and Rust Belt regions. In the battleground state that will decide November's election, about 70% of migrants in 2023 went to Biden counties, while less than a third went to Trump counties. The Bloomberg analysis found counties that voted for Biden 4 years ago are home to roughly 60% of the overall U.S. population. Your thoughts, Ted, about the great migrant invasion, which I regard as the greatest catastrophe and threat this nation has ever encountered.
It's clearly designed to deconstruct our moral constructs. Our culture is being lost. Our moral, our work ethic is being lost. But what I find extremely interesting is the majority of these flights that are coming in, according to MonkeyWorks, who watches these flights and calculates and takes advantage of where they're going. A lot of these flights are ending inside the United States at Fort Bragg. So why particularly Fort Bragg? Fort Bragg has a lot of what are called DUMs, deep underground military bases. And these DUMs have tunnels that traverse the United States of America, as well as the entire globe. They pull a vacuum on these tubes and they can move these trains around in a vacuum, and they can reach tremendous speeds because they're using a technology called magnetic levitation. Now, the only resistance it would have would be air resistance, but if the air is removed from the tunnel, then what happens is there's no air resistance at all. So you can actually move very, very fast simply by rapidly moving the polarity of the magnets from negative to positive, positive to negative, back and forth so fast that it makes the train shoot down the tracks. So these immigrants are being brought over in the dead of night from various places around the world. I have a report on this from MonkeyWorks, and actually has the flights spaghettied in terms of where they're coming from and where they're terminating inside the U.S. But most of the places that are terminating inside the U.S. do have what's called DUMs, or deep underground military bases. You think most of these would be cleaned up right now, but if you do some research on Fort Bragg, a lot of the flights coming in are coming into and terminating inside
the U.S. So you're telling me they're populating these deep underground bases with these illegals?
And then they're circulating that throughout the country. Yes, they are. So
what's the idea going to be to bring them up at some point as an invading force? I mean, are they being weaponized? Are they being weapons and training? I think most of them look to me like they might have military training already.
Well, it seems that way to those of us that will take a close look. But why are these mostly men? Where are the women? Where are the children? Where are the elderly? Yeah. what's going on. When are these guys going to be called up? Are they being called up now? Is it gradually being called up? What's up with the cats being hung up down in the trees and everything and being eviscerated and disemboweled and consumed? Or is it a ritual? Folks, we're bringing people into the country. It's got to stop. This is the highest level of treason we could ever see.
Can't elaborate on this dumb business. What do you think is really going on? How are they, what's going to happen? What's going to be the consequence? What is the plan?
I think the plan is to try to wake the good guy plan is to allow enough destruction to happen so that the people that are still staunch Biden supporters wake up and say, hey, this doesn't make any sense. We can't have this happen in our country. And then, of course, Biden and his regime has got to be the ones that's solely responsible for this. So until people are wakened up to this fact, if you go ahead and install a proper government at this point, the United States people, for the most part, aren't ready for it. They got to understand that the current problem exists because they didn't take an active interest and role in their politics. So a long time ago, it used to be quite vogue. Well, what are your politics on this? Oh, I don't care about politics. You know, I got too much of a job to do, or I'm too important in this or that. But the bottom line is our whole lives are controlled by politics. These guys are making gobs of money sitting up there passing laws, manipulating the stock market one way against you, other way. They're both against you, one way up against, one way down against. The bottom line is the people that are making the money are the people passing the laws. They're not representing us. They're representing their own interests. And this has got to stop. But see, the thing is, they're only able to represent their own interests because we're dealing with fiat currency that's created on a keyboard. When you're dealing with currency, when you're dealing with money that's tangible, that actually has true intrinsic value, you're dealing with silver as money, gold as money, the coin of the realm, not some other country's money being used in our country. No, you have to honor your own country. Our money in the United States is gold and silver. As far as the particular type of coin of the realm, it's dimes, quarters, half dollars, dollars. Made from 1964 inclusive and earlier. In 1965, they took the money out of our money, and that's when the majority of these problems happened. When did Roe versus Wade get overturned? When did abortions become legal? About 50 some years ago. When did they take the silver out of our money? About 50 some years ago. Do you see the correlation? I do. A lot of other people do. Folks, we got to bring God back in our country, and it's going to become vogue. It's going to become the thing to do. If you're going to tell a lie or you're going to do something bad, you're not going to be revered as a person of honor anymore. Right now, we're so screwed up that I ripped this person off or did this. People are telling other people lies. I mean, geez, the retirement industry, as far as precious metals is concerned, you wouldn't believe the lies that are being told out there. Now there's this guy, there's this charlatan pouncing around as though he's got some doctorate that means something, and he's getting people to transfer their life savings into him. And now he has reserved himself under Article 7 of his contract that these people all have to sign, give him the sole rights to be able to do whatever he feels is right for their money. Yet he has no designation, he has no licenses, and he has no kind of...
Ted, that's all fascinating stuff. John, I want your take on dumbs and moving immigrants around underground. Tell me, I'm asking John. John.
Yeah, I've monitored this stuff for years, the special secret military bases underground, but I've never heard the connection with aliens. Now, they're moving the aliens on top, on surfaces and airplanes, buses and all that. And they're purposely, since you guys brought it up in a certain way, and Jim, is that according to the elections, they can move people into one state, fake their identification, put them there long enough to vote, move them to another state, and let them vote over there. They'll triple, quadruple vote everybody they can get that's illegal and vote Democrat just to get the votes. But so the dome bases are separate.
Votes, it's 4 or 8 or 16 million votes because they're going to keep on voting again and again. Shocking. Sure. That's the purpose of the underground, to move them around so they can vote over and over.
Yeah. Now indirectly, the original purpose was continuity of government. The underground rails, which are like the monorails at Disneyland, like the bullet train in Tokyo. I've been on those things. I know how they operate. They could put that thing in there and they could travel 200 miles per hour easy. Nothing. That's nothing. They can go faster than that. And they could travel from the West Coast to the East Coast or back and forth or underground to other locations to save them while they're having a nuclear event or a party on top of the surface. But they don't care about these people. They're just using them for that vote And even this one black woman that bragged that she voted for Obama 10 times, which is illegal. It's felony. And she showed up at one of their special presentations and practically bragged about it. They don't care. We're fighting an internal force with these Democrat communists, and nobody's getting it. They're stupid about it. And I go along with Ted. We need to get back to basics. But if they don't get back to basics, we're still going to end up fighting a war because these other people are controlling it. They've got the money purse, and Trump needs to get back in real quick, and they're going to try and kill him before he gets in. It's a constant battle. Right,
you
now,
got the Democrats are not willing to support the SAVE Act, which requires identification as a citizen to vote. And it's got to be because they want to stay in office. They're voting their self-interest. They know they got all these illegals. They're going to vote again and again to keep them in office.
So yes, I told Trump myself on emails.
This is all insane. God,
well, listen, I told Trump on emails years ago. The voter registration card in Mexico, as an example, has a picture of you on it, has a thumbprint on it, a verified address, and data is chipped in there, name, date of birth, address, Social Security, all that stuff. And they didn't activate it, and they let it go, and then they had the Dominion server falsified votes. They should get a national voter ID card so everybody's verified. If they can't do it, we could do it online. That's another way. They could get the results in an hour. If everybody voted at the same time, they could do it in an hour.
Yeah.
They don't want to do that.
Why don't we just simply do it the way that we conduct votes in other countries around the world? They get a little inkwell, okay, that with indelible ink, and the people come in to vote, okay? They identify who they are. Then they put their right index finger in the inkwell, and then they put it on the candidate that they want to vote for. That way you got the fingerprint, the indelible ink. Now the finger still has the ink on it. How many times can you vote that day? Only one time, because you got the indelible ink on your finger. We got all the systems there. It's just that all the systems have been corrupted. And why have they been corrupted? Because there is no respect for the rule of law. Why is there no respect for the rule of law? It depends upon who makes the rules and who the laws apply to.
That's a
two-tier justice system right now. That's why there's no respect for the law. There's no respect for the law. There's no respect for telling the truth, because God's no longer in our lives anymore. The pledge has been taken out of the schools. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Do you remember that? And the Boy Scouts, I pledge allegiance. You know, we all used to, God was involved in, absolutely. Yep. See, God has been removed and allowing, and when you take something out, it creates a vacuum, right? If you're going to remove something from something, it creates a vacuum. And what is easy, real bad stuff is real easy to get in. How do you ruin a perfectly good glass of water? Just a little bit of poop in there. That's all it takes. Just a very little bit of poop. That's all it takes to ruin the whole thing. And look what's happening now. We have got to get back to the rule of law. How do we do that? By respecting what is good and what is bad. We got to respect what is good, recognize what is bad, and not do the things that are bad. We got to start treating each other with respect. We got to start telling each other the truth. And that's got to change.
We've got a triple, quadruple tier justice system. I'll give you an example. It's like the Hannah Gutierrez case on the Rust movie with Alec Baldwin, where they accidentally shot somebody and Alec shot the person with a live round, and he gets released because this stupid female judge actually says, oh yeah, they had evidence tampering. The whole case needs to be thrown out. Hannah Gutierrez is still in prison or jail right now because of 12 people that are stupid and a judge that is stupid and allowing that to go. You don't go after one person, let them go. You let them all go. If it's associated to the same case, it's tainted, just like you said, Ted. It's tainted, but they're still not letting it go. There's your 3- or 4-tier justice system. There is no justice, and they're getting away with it again. And an innocent person's in jail.
Lady Justice is blindfolded for a reason. She's holding the scales like this. She's not supposed to know who's on what side of the scale. That's the whole idea. We're supposed to have one justice system. It has to be the same across the board. All men are created equal, right? And that's the way we got to get back to. It's got to start respecting your rights, my rights, everyone else's rights. You know, the way we're at right now, we're going to call our country a democracy. That's ridiculous. Because suppose you have three wolves and a sheep voting, what's going to have dinner tonight? The wolves are going to vote for mutton. What happens to the sheep? No, you got to have a republic. Everybody has rights. And these rights have been violated. And how they've been violated, very carefully, very slowly. That's why this book that I'm working on right now with a team of people, it's called Boiled Frogs. We got into position over a very slow period of time. And the deal why it's called Boiled Frogs is because if you put a frog in a pot of lukewarm water and you gradually turn up the temperature gradually on it, the frog will wind up boiling itself to death.
We know the story, Tad. We know the story.
Well, I didn't know if all your listeners, it's a wonderful audit. It's a wonderful audience that you have and didn't know whether or not the audience
knew that. People know the story of boiling frogs. So it's a great title.
How about the frog and the scorpion story? That's a good one, too.
Yeah. There's a lot of good stories out there, but the boiled frog, I mean, that's exactly where we are right now. We've gotten so far away from what is right and what is wrong. We've gotten so far away as what is money and what is not money. Your purchasing power is finite, folks. When you were born, you were given a gift, and it's called a God-given talent. Talent, in a biblical sense, is a tremendous amount of silver. Silver is the talent, okay? So inside you, we're all given a God-given talent. Each of us, our goal is to simply uncover what that talent is. You know, Jim's got a talent. John's got a talent. I'm still trying to find my talent. I don't know whether I got it or not, but I was told that I do. But the bottom line is you have talent, folks. You got to believe in yourself because God gave it to you. Have you ever heard the term God-given talent? We've got to get back to religion. We got to get back to God. We got to have ramifications for doing what's wrong, and we got to be praised for what's doing what's right. Can you agree with that?
Sure, of course. Yeah. John, further thoughts of yours? I mean, where do we go from here? How can we stop the illegals from voting illegally when all the Democrats are promoting it?
Well, I'll tell you something. I had to sign up for welfare, and I did an online or a telephonic interview. It took me 2.5 hours. Answer all the questions under penalty of perjury in the state where I'm at. And towards the end, after all the answered questions and the bank accounts and all this other information that I don't have money, they asked, would you like to register to vote? And I had to think about it for a second. I said, no, I'm already registered. But if you're registered as a Republican and I'm confidentially registered, that means I vote confidentially because of my law enforcement background. Then I don't go out and sign petitions because they can't get my information or my address. But I'm telling you right now, Harris, former Senator Harris, used to have access to all those voting records of Democrats and Republicans and libertarians. They know how you vote, and they violate the confidentiality of it, which means we're up against a system that's already screwed up. They've already violated our confidentiality.
Yes. Yes. Ted, I got to say, it's been fascinating to have you on the show. You certainly have a perspective that I appreciate. I love diversity, freedom of speech, freedom of opinion. I encourage it here. But some of your points have been extremely telling. This dumb thing came as a total surprise to me. I'd never put two and two together there. I think you're onto something, and you made other telling points, some of which are simply horrific and very disturbing. I don't think I'll ever get another good night's sleep because of this conversation today.
I gave it a lot of thought, gentlemen, before I shared that with you, because the other platforms that I'm on, I would probably be hauled off with a big crook and to jail right now. But I felt that your platform was one that I could share that. Now, how far this is shared is up to you guys, but this is the real deal. So if you see an actor or an actress out there that you think is just a fabulous person, think of what they had to go through to get where they are. This is not a joke. This guy's for real. I saw the pictures. I have the video. I have the audio recordings. Jim, if our relationship gets to such a point, I will share these recordings with you and John as well. And maybe what we can do is edit these things down to such a point that maybe they would be tame enough for the public to hear, because he allowed me to tape these parts of this conversation. It was four of us that had lunch together. This guy, the former boyfriend of Joyka Rothschild's daughter. and he was talking about movie sets and this kind of stuff. So it's a fascinating. If you want to do this, I will be happy to do this with you. But some of the stuff is horrific. But John, with your counsel, and Jim, with your help, we could probably put it together.
Creepy. John, your thoughts.
If you want to get into the dumb bases again, I've studied that since 95 in particular, when I was talking to Art Bell. I was on injury leave. Philip J. Corso, who was the day after Roswell book author. But all the bases that you referred to are not all listed, but they seem to be shaped in the shape of the Pleiades star system across the United States, mostly in the Western United States. And I was born on top secret bases. I lived at China Lake. That's a special weapons, China Lake, NWC. Now it's
Is that why you're bald?
Huh?
Is that why you're bald?
No, I'm losing hair because I got poisoned. I keep it high and tight, but I've lost hair. But they've had aliens and they got all this stuff, the reptilians, and it all relates to the dumb bases. There's a guy named, I'm going to screw up his name real quick. The guy that does the forensics on the actual parts of the alien bodies, and he worked up to actual full body parts, full bodies, and actually works next to them. And he's been on these bases at Area 51 working with aliens. So what's the point? They know something we don't. They're not going to share the med beds. We're not going to get shared with the healing properties, the frequencies, and the special electronics and alien technology, only for the people, the rich elites. But yet, Area 51 is way above the BlackRock level. They have a black budget that they never expose. They're in the trillions, trillions. They don't want us to know that stuff. So they've got access to all this stuff. We're only considered biological material to them.
But do you know why they have access to all this stuff? Because they have the providence of our money, because we are not holding the money of our country. They're holding the money of our country. When they're holding the money of our country, they can issue the currency against it. And they've issued way too much currency against it. But this number I'm going to give you is absolutely going to floor most of you. What you have to add, if you're going to calculate what the true value of 1 ounce of silver is here in the United States, you have to take a look at what all the dollars are that are outside the United States, as well as the dollars that are inside the United States. Most of the people trying to calculate what the true value of the silver and gold are only calculating the dollars that are inside the United States.
Right.
See, in order to condense world trade, we had to hydrate the entire world with dollars so they could trade one country to the other through the SWIFT system, okay? So now that all these dollars are created, they're all going to be coming back to the United States. So how much dollars are we talking about? Well, why don't we talk about the classification of the dollars? The dollar classifications are the euro dollars and the petrodollars. That's what 90-some% of all economists are missing out on right now, is they're not adding in these quantities of dollars into the dollars that are already in our system right now. When you add in the total number of dollars that we have in our system, the total number of dollars that are in the euro system, the total number of dollars that are wrapped up in the petro system, you're looking at 1 ounce of silver over $217,000 an ounce.
Wow.
Now, what do you think would happen if people understood me and believed me? And I said, look, these dimes you can currently get for $2.40 a piece, they're actually worth $217,000. People wouldn't believe it. They absolutely would not believe it. But the thing is that's the truth. It's not because Ted's crazy. It's because the craziness has been on the side of the money printers. Not me. I'm just simply doing the math. I'm always doing reporting you the truth. The truth is you got to add in the euro dollars and the petro dollars on top of the U.S. dollars, and then divide that by the total number of silver ounces going to be used for monetary purposes. And when you do the math on that, they're already admitting it up on the U.S. debt clock that they sold 406 paper ounces of silver for every 1 ounce of physical silver that exists. I'm telling you, folks, Jim, John, I really appreciate you having me out on your platform. But my main reason right now is this damn switch is about to be flipped. And if the people are left with digits, think of the digits, think of the dollar, think of the Federal Reserve notes as a hot potato. If you're left holding the hot potato, you're going to get burned bad, baby. And I've been telling you this is going to happen. Yeah. You have got to move over to the coin of the realm before the switch is flipped. Otherwise, you are never going to be able to afford an ounce of silver ever again.
Well, it's not just that, but once they go digital, we're all slaves to the government because they can cut off your money anytime you do something they don't like. It'll be a social credit system like China, which is the antithesis of a free society. John, go ahead.
Just a quick question to you guys. Are you familiar that they take the money out of the banks on a Friday afternoon, transfer it to offshore accounts, return it by Monday morning before 9 a.m. or whatever, and collect all that interest, which is what you just alluded to also?
Yes. It's called an overnight sweep. And actually, it's not just on Fridays. It's every day.
Oh,
when
my
God. Banks close down at 5 o'clock, the money never sleeps. You ever heard that term? Money never sleeps.
Yep.
What happens is that our banking system ends for the day. All those funds are swept out. Your account is emptied at the end of the day and it's moved over to another economy. And that purchasing power is used over there. And then when it's our turn to use the dollars again, another country is there. It's there at 5 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, right? It comes back over here. So what's happening is we're using the same dollars. I'm telling you, folks, there's only $20 trillion in the M2 money supply to negotiate over $630 trillion of checks. That's like having $635 of bills, but only $20 in a checking account. The first person that gets out with the 20 bucks is the person that's able to take the money and turn it into the coin of the realm. We are days away from this happening. You know it's got to happen.
Conclude our conversation ever so briefly. Would you like to make a final statement then, John?
Oh, me first?
Either way.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to get a book published that I've written for years, and I finally finished the final touches. I'm still waiting to go through Trying Daily. Open Target, and I've got a BitChute channel, Open Target, USSS, Customs, John Carman Report, and I have to ask for donations because $589 on welfare in the state of California or a county of California does not work. Other states might have it differently, but that's what they do to whistleblowers.
I think Brian Day is a good bet for your book. Ted, would you Milligan. Like
close yeah, I would. Me? Yeah, I would. What I'm offering everyone that is watching our program is something called a Ted's Pledge. Okay, what this is all about is if you have your money current and you're over 59 and a half, if your dollars are currently in a retirement account in a digital fashion, or your dollars are in a custodial account, or maybe it's bars or rounds in somebody else's account. What I'm suggesting is that if you take those dollars and you move it back to your own purview, we will help you calculate what the actual tax liability is going to be. But these are the rules. You have to take it, take constructive receipt, turn it into the coin of the realm, have the coin of the realm delivered to you and hold it until April 15th of next year. By that time, we will then calculate what your actual tax liability is going to be.
Truth of Jihad listeners, if you want to send any questions to me, just use the address jim@moonrockbooks.com. jim@moonrockbooks.com, and I'll be glad to respond. Meanwhile, spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, the people you love and care about, because we do not know how much time we have left. And support Revolution Radio.
Thanks for having us, guys. Appreciate it. God bless you. Are we still live?
Listening to Revolution Radio.